The completion of the dam that spans the Mississippi River between Keokuk and Hamilton was supposed to mean big things for the region. In the fourth and final part of the series, Damming the Mighty Mississippi, Public Radio's Jason Parrott looks at its impact in both 1913 and 2013.
Mike Foley says it started off as a request to scan a couple of photographs into a computer for the committee planning the celebration for the 100th anniversary of the completion of the dam. 18 months later, he had joined the committee and spent hundreds of hours researching the project and reviewing photographs and newspaper articles. Foley says there is a drawing that stands out to him as a summary of what people thought the dam would do for Keokuk.
What they did was they took the tallest building in Chicago, they added about 5-6 stories to it, and they just filled the whole shoreline with these skyscrapers. They really believed that this was such a beautiful project that Keokuk was going to grow to a little Chicago.
But Keokuk did not become a little Chicago. Its population grew to about 15,000 in 1920, but it never exceeded 17,000. Chicago, by comparison, had more than 2 million residents at that time. Keokuk did gain several local industries, including Midwest Carbide and Keokuk Steel Castings, but it never realized those skyscrapers from the drawing. Foley says while the dam did not lead to the population or economic growth people expected, at least it put Keokuk on the map.
Popular Mechanics magazine every month had at least two pages dedicated to the building of it. The New York Times, the Chicago papers, they all ran articles constantly about the progress of this great dam across the Mississippi River.
There were a lot of challenges in it, and he just didn't want to fail. He just wanted people to realize how very difficult it was and that he was doing his best and so on. So it really got a lot of public support.
That's author John Hallwas, who wrote the book Keokuk and the Great Dam, talking about why engineer Hugh Cooper pushed for so many news articles to be written about his project. Hallwas says the notoriety increased as more and more dignitaries, such as governors and senators from other states, came to visit and observe. And he says it's important to note that the dam did accomplish its initial goal, improving river transportation.
It ushered in a new era for America's greatest river. It made travel up and down the river just as easy as it is today. And so that had an enormous impact.
Today, the dam still controls river levels and produces electricity. And Keokuk Mayor Tom Marion says there's another benefit, tourism.
You can visually see it. You can go down, watch a boat walk through, and things like that. So from our standpoint, it's tourist. I saw a family the other day. They were getting ready to cross the bridge, and they stopped when they saw the dam. And they got out and stood with their backs to the dam and the powerhouse and took a family photo.
The tourism aspect will expand greatly over the next few days. Local organizers expect 15,000 to 20,000 people to visit Keokuk and Hamilton to participate in the 100th anniversary celebration. Throughout the weekend, there will be trolley rides across the dam, tours of the power plant, and extended hours for the new museum in the River City Mall. There will also be concerts, vendors, and even some special guests. Mike Foley with the planning committee says the most important thing to consider when it comes to the dam is that it is simply there.
100 years later, it's just been sitting there doing its job this whole time, and so we kind of take it for granted. But the importance of it is there's nothing like it that has lasted this long.
The construction of the dam that spans the Mississippi River between Keokuk and Hamilton was seen as impossible until it wasn't. So as the 100th anniversary of the structure's completion comes and goes, it will continue to sit there, damming the mighty Mississippi. I'm Jason Parrott.